The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, you're probably aware Merchants Quay Ireland opened Ireland's first supervised drugs injection facility in December 2024. But there are calls for more centres to open. TDs in Munster have called for an injection centre in Cork and in Limerick, the Department of Health confirming interest in doing so. Joining us to tell us more is Eddie Mullins, the CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland. Eddie, tell us, what is the argument for further drug injection facilities in Munster, and indeed, I think on the north side of Dublin, I've heard calls for a second one in Dublin.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me on, Shane. It's great to be able to tell you about the medically supervised injection facility. And as you said, we opened the first facility in December 2024 on a pilot basis for 18 months. And that pilot will end on the 22nd of June. And I suppose over the last 18 months, we've learned how important that service is to people who are primarily drug dependent, who are in difficult circumstances, who are very much removed and isolated from society, and traditionally would have injected drugs on the streets or in derelict buildings and squats, underground car parks, places like that. And this facility has provided, I suppose, dignity, respect and care for those people. But it has also provided a health-led approach to people who inject drugs. So when a person comes into the facility, they will meet a project worker, they will talk about the drug they're going to inject, and then they will be supervised by a nurse. And they'll be monitored after they inject. And that's so important, because when we look at the most recent figures released from the Department of Health in relation to drug-related deaths, particularly overdoses, we know that it's a significant problem right across the country, but particularly in urban areas. So we believe, given the success of the facility in Dublin, and I must point out, Shane, this is a fully funded HSC service we provide on behalf of the HSC and the Department of Health. So it, in our view, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people who work in this sector would strongly concur that areas, particularly large urban areas in Munster, like Limerick and Cork, and the North Inner City, where there is a problem of on-street drug taking and there's people who are significantly drug dependent, who are isolated and removed, that there is a strong argument for a number of new services across the country.
Okay. Give us the stats that show this has been a success, because I think you can point to medical interventions and overdose responses.
Sure. So just over 1,700 people have used the facility since it opened in 2024. And that equates to about 20,000 visits. 75% of the people have used it are male, and roughly 25% are female. And the drug of choice primarily has been heroin. But then there's what we would call polydrug use, where people who use different and inject different drugs have also used the facility for that purpose. I think the key is that, you know, thank God we've had no fatalities during that period of time. And we've had 331 non-fatal overdoses. And what that really means is that a person will have become unresponsive after injecting drugs, and they will have been attended to by our medical team. And, you know, depending on the state of the person, and depending on how conscious or unconscious they are, a combination of naloxone or oxygen will be administered, and the person will be monitored. Okay. And remember, you know, the prior to the opening of the facility, Shane, we would have had quite a lot of non-fatal overdoses and overdoses and fatal overdoses out in the community where people would.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so,
go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, it's a very compelling argument. Can I put two? And look, I am sympathetic to the arguments you are making, but can I put two counter arguments to you?
Sure.
One is that, despite the success of the treatment facility and the statistics that you, which are undoubtedly true, there's still an awful lot of on streets and down back lanes. There's still an awful lot of drug use. It doesn't seem to me to have noticeably reduced on street drug use. And the second point I'd make to you is that the last thing, whatever about the case in Cork and Limerick, I can understand the argument, but I would, as a resident of Dublin's North Inner City, I would suggest to you that the last thing Dublin's North Inner City needs is a drug injection centre. It's already overburdened, I think, with the kind of services that are absolutely needed, but they are disproportionately concentrated in that part of the world already.
Sure, Shane. I hear the point you're making. I suppose the first point I would say is that I'll go to the North Inner City one first.
Yeah, sure.
The reality is the medically supervised injection facility provides an additional support to people who are, for the most part, in many cases, are homeless, who are in unstable accommodation, and who are drug dependent, and because of that, they are taking drugs on the streets because. If you had a home, you could take your drugs in your home. I know that's a very simplified argument, but the reality is the on-street drug taking that you see is because there are no facilities for people who are in difficult circumstances to take drugs.
Okay.
The other point I would make in relation to the visibility of on-street drug taking is, and I suppose people who work in the sector would be very familiar, drugs are taken in a variety of ways. The supervised injection facility is an injection facility. So you will see that there is a significant reduction in the number of people injecting on the street. The problem is the drug of choice at the moment is certainly crack cocaine. And that is what you're seeing on the streets and down the back lanes is people smoking crack cocaine. Injecting has dramatically reduced, but crack cocaine, which is for a person who's not familiar with the scene, is visible drug taking. And that's what people are witnessing on the streets. And that probably makes a compelling argument for a consumption room as opposed to a medically supervised injection facility. And in other jurisdictions that originally started with medically supervised injection facilities have transitioned into consumption rooms because drug trends change. The crisis that we would have witnessed in the 80s and 90s in relation to heroin has certainly abated. There still is a significant need for an injection facility, but we do know that drug trends change and the way people take drugs has changed. And that's probably what you're really thinking about when you're talking about that.
Look, thanks indeed for talking to us and keep up the extraordinary work that Merchants Quay Ireland does. Eddie Mullins, their CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4. On News Talk, conversation that counts.